Thank you, Brother Scott. Good morning, brothers and sisters, young people, friends of truth. Greetings from deep in the heart of Texas. It's nice to be able to say that. And it's been a wonderful oasis to be partaking of these cool waters here in this beautiful, quiet place. Many of the talks that we have heard while we've been here and many of our classes have talked about choices that we make each and every day throughout our lives. We're all given choices. Every day, we have to make dozens of choices and decisions. Some are wise choices and some are not. Many of our choices are driven by the flesh. Hopefully, we are letting the Spirit Word help us to make the right choices. 2 days ago, Trey Williams made a choice to enter the race for life. We all made a choice to come to this Bible school. The first psalm gives us the outcome for two different types of people on account of the choices that they make. We see the godly man and the ungodly man. What type of person do you choose to be? Let us consider this psalm. If you'd like to turn it up in your Bibles and read along with me. Psalm 1. The first three verses talk about the godly man. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Verses 4 and 5 talk about the ungodly man. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Verse 6 gives the outcome of both. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This first psalm is one of my favorite references from the Word of God. And in six short verses, it sums up the probation of man. It shows the choices that man makes and the outcome for those choices. We see a progression in verse 1 of walking, standing, and sitting. That is exactly how temptations and situations affect us. We often might hear someone say, "I would never do that." Don't be so sure. We see Lot spoken of by the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter verses 2, verses 7 and 8, which reads, "And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation or manner of living of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." Here Lot is referred to as a righteous and a just man by the Apostle Peter. Yet what had Lot done? We have the record in Genesis 13, verses 1 through 13. And Abram went out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me, and if thou wilt take the left hand, I will go to the right, or if thou depart to the right hand, I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and behold, all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all, he chose. There's that word again. He chose him all the plain of the Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. In these verses, we see that Lot journeyed, or he walked toward wicked Sodom. He obviously at some point stood observing the wickedness that went on there. And in Genesis 19:1, we read, And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat. He sat in the gate of Sodom. He walked, he stood, he sat. Do you see the progression? And Lot, seeing them, rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face to the ground. When the angels came to deliver Lot and his family out of Sodom, they found him sitting in the gate of the city. And to sit in the gate of a city in those days was more than likely a prominent position to be in. And he probably was a judge. So you can see the progression that Lot made. He walked toward Sodom. He stood in Sodom. And eventually he sat in the gate of the city. This is a progression that can happen to us very easily and subtly if we are not strong in the truth and in God's word. Brothers, sisters, young people, we are living in Sodom today, right now. Sodom represents the world. Let us choose not to partake of its evil deeds. The ways of the world are very subtle. Because we know God's word, we may be abhorred and vexed by the things that we see going on in the world to begin with. And as time goes on, maybe we begin to tolerate these things that we see in the world. And as time goes on, do we finally accept the things that we see going on in the world as being all right? I hope we don't. A wise brother once said that at the first we abhor what we see. Next, we tolerate it. And finally, we embrace it. Let us be wise as serpents in this regard. How is the godly man described in Psalm 1? We read, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Is our delight in the law of the Lord? Do we meditate day and night upon his word and upon his law? Do we put our knowledge and the truth in the high regard that we should? Do we know and realize that the truth is that pearl of great price? If we do delight in God's law and hold the truth in its high regard, then we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Have you ever seen an oak tree, a mighty oak, that is growing by a river? Because it has abundant water and nourishment, it becomes a mighty and a magnificent oak tree. Its roots are well established. They are well watered. And nothing can easily move this mighty oak tree. It is solid. That is the way believers should be. We should be well watered by the Word of God. Our roots should be deep and well established. We should not be easily moved by anything, whether it be adversity or false doctrine. Let us consider a few scriptures and see how they compare with this Psalm 1. And as I read these verses, you might want to just be looking through Psalm 1 and see and compare these verses that I'm going to read with the first six verses there in Psalm 1. Proverbs 4, 14 through 19. "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." Psalm 26, verses 1 through 5. "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in thy integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before my eyes. I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with the vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked." Jeremiah 15, verse 17. "I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation." Psalm 119, verse 35. "Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have success. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Jeremiah 17:8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Ezekiel 47, verse 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Job 21:17-18. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in his anger, and they are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away. Psalm 37:18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Brothers and sisters and young people, may we all be as mighty oaks planted by the abundant waters of life, with our roots well established in God's word. What an excellent hope that we have. And my closing thought comes from Joshua 24 and verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, the gods of this world, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we choose to serve the Lord.